Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach. We find in this Parsha that subsequent to the destruction of the city of Shechem, Yaakov Avinu was told by the Rabbeinu Shalom to prepare a Mizbeach. We find subsequent to the Maisa of Dina that again the same thing happens. I'd like to talk a little about each of those times. Let us begin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the Yaakov Avinu to build a Mizbeach. This is after the Maisa of Dina. Yaakov Avinu in turn turns to the Shvatim and says to them, Hasiru Salei Anecher Asher B'Seichichem Vitaru. Get rid of the idols that you have. You have idols. Get rid of them. Bury them. And you'll be tar. The Ramban says, what? Yaakov's the Shifte Ka had Avodah Zarah. God forbid. He says it couldn't be. If it's real Avodah Zarah, it's not enough to bury it. It has to be destroyed. The Ramban says, Elamai. The Shvatim did like something that we find as advice in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what do you do if you find an Avodah Zarah? What happens if you're walking down the street? You find a diamond-studded cross on the floor in front of you. It's valuable. Well, if you pick it up, it becomes a Jew's Avodah Zarah. The halach is, it has to be destroyed. Something worthwhile, you do a mitzvah. However, the Gemara says, that David HaMelech found an Eitzah. David HaMelech had come upon valuable Avodah Zarah, so he called Uriah Achiti, a non-Jew at the time, and he told him, be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Now, exactly the halachas of bitul Avodah Zarah that are going to be part of today's shiur, but a non-Jew is able to be mevatel in Avodah Zarah, to make it lose its Avodah Zarah status. But that's only if it doesn't belong to the Jew yet. So, a non-Jew can be mevatel the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. Says the Ramban, that's what the Shvatim did. Rather than be kind of the Avodah Zarah, rather than acquiring it, they had a non-Jew be mevatel it, and then they were allowed to keep it. As I stated in the Ramban. Now, that's 100% muta pi halacha. Once that happens, you're definitely, positively allowed to keep it. The Gemara says David HaMelech did it. So, if this is what the Ramban says, so then it begs the question, why did Yaakov Avinu say Hasiru Salei Anecher Asher B'Seichich? In Darkei D'Eliyahu, on the Parashah, on page 116, he says something extraordinary, a big lesson for life. Ki yesh asher odam oisa maisa gishuhu b'eiza madrega ve'im bo chesaron klal. There could be things that an individual does, and he's a certain point in life, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing it. Avo, gishu oila b'madrega far nikra chesaron upkam. But as a person goes on in life and reaches a higher point, what previously was perfectly okay could subsequently become not okay. Could suddenly become a pagam. Not, can't call it an aveira, but something inappropriate. And therefore, after this entire episode, with the Maisa of Dina and all that had turned good, they had now gone through being with Lava, being with Esav, and the Maisa Dina, and they understood it's time to raise the level, time to move to a higher point. There's another pshat in this pasuk. Gesiru Salei Hanecher Asher B'Seichichem V'Taharu. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Did they have Avodah Zarah? So in the Svarim HaKadoshim, quoted by Rav Shor, it says that it didn't mean idols. It meant Salei Hanecher Asher B'Seichichem, that which was within the person, the strange thoughts, the distant thoughts, the distractions that a person has. Get rid of those. Asher b'seichichem, that's in your body. How exactly they buried it, I guess also, not physically, but get rid of it. Get rid of it permanently. So according to this interpretation, Yaakov told them, get rid of those foreign thoughts that are in your mind. Says Rav Shor, this pshat in the pasuk fits well with our theme as well. Yesh asher ha'adam oisa, kishu beza madrega, vein b'chasaron klal. There could be some foreign thoughts in a person's mind. It's not a chasaron, the time in a person thinks about relaxing, about what he's going to eat for supper, and it's part of his day. A person goes to a high madrega, suddenly worrying so much about supper is a pagam. It's not something that he should do. The point being, when a person raises himself, a person elevates himself, he has to do things that reflect the elevated status that he has achieved. He has to do it both in his kiyum mitzvahs, where he has to do it on a higher madrega, and in his thoughts, in his personal behavior. Zog Rav Shor, the same thing happened with the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim were in many ways similar to the story of Dina. By the Chashmonaim too, there was a gezeira, tiboel atafsar tchila. There was a gezeira of intermarriage, of Jewish women being taken by kings or officers of the non-Jews. By the Chashmonaim too, the Yevonim said, don't do bris milah. The body of a Jew and the body of a guy are the same. In a way very similar to what Shechem did when he said, when the city said, we'll do bris milah, we'll be like you. And there are similarities. Just like Yaakov was told to build a Mizbeach. The same thing. The Chashmonaim, the Gemara says, the Avonim Asher Shiktzum Plishtim, the Plishtim had ruined the Mizbeach. They were put in Sheamus, and a new Mizbeach was built. The Chashmonaim came after everything that happened, and they said, we can't go back to the way we were before. We went through an event. The event was Rabim Miad Miatim. We fought a battle, and many fell in the hands of a few. Look, that's what happened with Shimon and Levi. It was Rabim Biad Ma'atim. And look afterwards. Hashem said, elevate yourself, build a Mizbeach. Yaakov said, Asirus Leia Necher Shabbaseichichem. So the Chashmonaim said, we'll do the same thing. After a person goes through an episode in life, he's got to raise himself up. He's got to lift himself. He's got to go to a new Madrega, a new point. I've often mentioned what Rabbi Yaakov once said in this regard at a Agudah convention in Russia. He said, I once went to the mikveh and I saw a Jew there. And he had a very small talus cotton. So afterwards I said to him, you know, you should get yourself a bigger talus cotton. And this yid said to me, when I was bar mitzvah, that's the size talus cotton that my father got me. Is my father got it for me, it's good for me. So Rabbi Yaakov said, Echavem gezocht, I said to him, Vos gemegt wachsen. It would be appropriate for you to grow since your bar mitzvah. Rabbi Yaakov meant it, not just physically, but moving up, moving to higher levels. Don't be happy with what you were happy with before. And this is the lesson that we have from the parasha and that Chashmonaim took from the parasha. Let's move on to a totally different thought. Let's see. In Paragam Mitzvah, Pasuk Zayin, we find that Esav holach ledarkai. Esav left Eretz Yisrael. Why did he leave Eretz Yisrael? Says Rashi. He said, I don't want to go down to Mitzrayim, and I don't want my Chelek and Eretz Yisrael. In other words, don't give me the reward and don't give me the trials and tribulations. Rashi says, "Umipnei habusha shemachar b'chayrasai," and because he was embarrassed, he sold his b'chayra. That's why he left. Says the Sisei Chachamim, There are two different pshat. Rashi is not clear. Rashi says, he said, I don't want Eretz Yisrael and I don't want the test that precedes it, and the busha. So Sechana says his second pshat, he also left because of the busha. Lulei Devarav, it's possible to say the following. Let me be magdim something in the Evan HaOzel. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchus Me'ilah, ends with a Dvar Musar. What is Me'ilah? Me'ilah is somebody who uses the object that belongs to Hegdish and derives benefit from it. He is obligated to pay back an extra 25%, the Chaimish, and is obligated to bring a special carbon. That's Me'ilah. Says the Rambam, there's a Musar here too. If on wood and stone that the Shem Hashem Hegdish was placed, it gets such a level that anybody who uses it violates Me'ilah, violates a serious Avera. How much more so the mitzvahs of the Torah, the Divrei Torah, which Hashem put his name on, that a person should be careful not to make light of it, not to make fun of it, not to dismiss them. This is the Rambam's Musa. Frecht Evan also, what? What kind of comparison is that? Me'ilah is an Avera when you derive benefit from Hegdish. And you're comparing that to someone who's dismissive of Torah, there's no Torah's Chashiv, what does it have to do? He answers to Evan HaOzel, Gevaldig. He says, you know why people are dismissive of Torah? Because of their own Nikias. Because they have their own benefit in it. There's Maminim B'nai Maminim. Inherently we would follow and believe. There's the Yetzirah. It's very difficult to keep to the strict rules of Torah Seinu HaKadosh. It's not an easy job to be a Frum Yid. A person has negias. Don't think when you're making light that it's a philosophical insight. No, it's because you have negias. There's something that gets to you, something that's difficult for you, something that's challenging for you. Know that that's why. Coming back to the Rashi, Rashi says, Esav said, you know what? I don't want Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to go down to Egypt. It's not worth it for me. Not worth the trials and tribulations of going to Mitzrayim in order to get a part of Eretz Yisrael. A philosophical idea. A thought. He said it's not worth it. So Rashi tells us, you know why he said it? He wasn't getting it anyway. He wasn't going to get it. He sold his Bechayra to Yaakov. He wasn't going down to Mitzrayim. Now he's going to tell people, I saw my Bechayra. I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael. No, he's not going to say that. He makes up a philosophical excuse. He makes up a reason. You should know. The reasons are Nikias. The reasons have Nikias. When you tell yourself, you're not going to be so frum, you got to be somewhere in the middle. You have Nikias, that's why you're saying it. When you tell yourself, It's not so important. You make a rational the reason why. Well, I have to stay up till midnight on Thursday nights. Where does it say such a thing? It doesn't say it anywhere. You should know the reason Jews don't stay up at Mishra on Thursday nights is only for one reason. Because they have negias. It's much easier to be in bed. It's much easier to be at home on the couch reading the newspaper. It's much easier to be playing with children or, God forbid, looking at the news online. You should know. That's why. The MS is, take away the negias. There's no excuse. A person has to devote himself to something more. Just like Yaakov Avinu said, Hasirus Aleha Necher Shabbisaychichem. So too, we have to be Hasirus Aleha Necher Shabbisaychichem. Got to get rid of all these narishkeit. All these excuses. And we have to really raise ourselves and live in a level that we're capable of living. A guten Shabbos to one and all.